Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Bobby Brown. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Mark Lemangelo. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin takes first base on ball four. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to second. One out. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Potek. Griffin scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lemangelo, and towards McKay, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett scores. Otis moves to second. Two outs. It's Blue Jays, 1, Royals, 1. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lemangelo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1. And the Royals won. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays won, and the Royals won. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemangelo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays won, and the Royals won. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Griffin moves to second. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bossetti hits a fly ball towards right field. Cowens fields the ball and throws to home. Porter drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Porter. Brown tags and scores. Griffin scores. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Brett steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 3-2, Blue Jays. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Otis steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemangelo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemangelo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae is hit by the pitch. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Velez. Otis reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. McRae scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Porter moves to second. It's 5-3, Royals. Dave Lemanchik now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardi for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 2 in the game. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Otta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cerrone moves to second. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive towards the mound. Split Orff reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick has Brett trapped. There's the throw to Baylor and over to Cerrone, who tags Brett for the out. Otis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Velez. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Royals. Baylor Moore now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhock moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Blue Jays 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. White steals second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Velez picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Velez. White scores. Brett moves to second. It's 8-3, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Tom Murphy now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0-for-3 in the game. Velez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Mayberry moves to third. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.